Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is The Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report. I'm Charles Firth and back is Dom Knight.
Hello, Charles.
Yay.
Happy 2023.
Now, I should clarify, we actually said that we weren't putting out another podcast till Monday because you're a lazy baser, Dom. We said, this will be the first week of podcasting, and then you never turned up to work. What's going on?
That is true, but I am working extremely hard. I'm minding both of my children.
You know that that's not work. You know that that's not work.
Guiding my in-laws around Melbourne this week.
That is so work. That's work. Isn't your eldest offspring supposed to be in school? What is she? Is she wagging the first few days of her school?
My daughter is attending the same school that your children attended and have now left, conveniently. Yes. And in their wisdom, the local school decided that the kindy kids didn't need to start for a fucking week. After the rest of the kids.
Okay,
entire week.
Yes, that is
no other school. No other school is starting as late as the 6th of February. Every other kid that I know is starting this week sensibly. But for some reason, the local school just went, oh, no, have it for another week. It'll be fine. You don't need to earn any money. And so, the trauma of the apprehension's just been drawn out for another week of anguish, given that my daughter's terrified and not sleeping. So thank you, public education system, for just making sure that you do the bare minimum in this situation.
You know,
this interview. You had shared this thing called a best start interview, right, this week. And you know what their definition of a best start for a child beginning kindy is?
What?
You turn up to the hall with your kid.
Yes.
And they just take the kid away for half an hour.
Right.
One-on-one, the kid just disappears into some room somewhere.
Yeah.
And you're left going, where's my child? What are you doing with her? What's going on? I'm sure that, you know, I'm sure they vet the teachers. But it's a bit freaky.
But it wasn't, like, it wasn't a Catholic school, so I think it'll be fine.
No, it was a state school. It's hippies. I assume that the public education system is like it was when I went through it. It's just run by hippies, right? Is that still true?
I know the school that you're talking about, that my kids went there, and there hasn't been a pedophile there for 5 years, Dom. Like, it's fine.
Seriously?
Yes. And the pedophile was one of the teaching assistants in my eldest son's class.
Oh, my God.
Like, and they don't tell you, by the way, they don't tell you, Dom, at this school, if there's been a pedophile. They just arrest them, have the court thing, and then you read about it in the newspaper. That's how we found out.
Yeah. So you're saying that they move the problem to the side and don't actually confront it head on.
Yeah.
I'm very glad that my daughter's going to get all the benefits of the Catholic education system without any of the fees.
Yeah, that's great.
But look, speaking of education, Charles, there's some amazing news that I just wanted to acknowledge, and I'm quite serious here.
Mm.
The Australia Day Honours year features someone very, very special.
Not really, no.
Verity Firth AM. This is your big sister, Verity.
Yes.
Has been made a member of the Order of Australia.
Yes.
What an amazing accomplishment. She's a superstar.
She's 2 years older than me, so I've got two years to get an AM, whatever that is. Well, what is a fucking AM? AM is the fucking, is the bargain basement version of the Order of Australia, isn't it? Like that's the bullshit one.
Not quite. That's the OAM. You get a medal. Right. But you're not a member.
Oh, okay.
Like so she's, I think, the second tier from the bottom.
Right. So she's like silver.
Yeah. No, she's doing very, very well. Yeah. But, I mean, that's pretty impressive.
And what did she get?
She's not 50 yet, right? Like,
she got it for
turning 50 later this year, based on this Wikipedia entry that I'm reading now. Like, what a star.
But she got it for, I think, from memory, she got it for being a politician or something. Which is like, she was a politician in the most corrupt government in New South Wales history, which is saying something.
Her title is the Honourable Professor Verity Firth, AM. Honourable, tick, Professor, tick, AM, tick.
I've got a bit of...
I reckon being the least corrupt member of an incredibly corrupt government is actually a, yes, a worthy reason, yeah, it's the, to give someone an award. Like, how did she resist that?
The Serpico. Well, how do we know? Like, she's got all these fucking medals. Maybe she was she's walked away with a whole lot of loot. She's got a whole lot of titles.
Mean, given the kind of people that they give the Order of Australia to, like, you know...
Wasn't Pell a member of the Order of Australia?
I think he had the highest one, wasn't he, in AC?
Yeah, so there you go.
Like, Gina Reinhart's got one of the top honours too, I think. Yeah. They all Clive Palmer, he's probably got one too.
Yeah, so there you go. So Verity is now the Twiggy Forrest, or the Gina Reinhart of my family. There you go.
I mean, there's no nice way to say this, Charles.
Yeah.
You haven't done as well, have you? I mean... Can I just make the point that she's already updated her LinkedIn?
Hang on. Did she go viral on the internet yesterday for a silly stunt about George Pell? No.
No.
But no, somebody else in the family
did. She's the director of social justice, helping refugees. She's the director of social justice. Like, she goes to work every day and makes the world better.
No, but has it worked? Is the world a just place? No. Well, thanks, Verity.
Well, that's because you're pulling equally hard in the opposite direction. Yeah, that's right. I mean, you should get some sort of Order of Un-Australia, shouldn't you?
That's right.
And what you did this week was absolutely outrageous, going and interrupting George Pell's funeral, of all things. Can't you have just a modicum of respect for a pillar of the establishment in Australia, Charles? I'm just going to check this. I think he was an AC.
Was he? Well, is AC the... Cause you AC is
the top one.
Your uncle has one, doesn't he?
No, I don't think so.
Your brother's more successful. Wait, hang on. What are we talking about? Like, I can turn the tables immediately. I've just realised. Dom, for listeners who don't know, has a much, 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 much more successful brother than him, called Jasper Knight. You might, if you ever sort of go along to the New South Wales Art Gallery or something like that, check out the Jasper Knights on display. Do you have any artworks on display in the art gallery at the moment, Dom?
No. But you know what? If he's looking for a subject for the Archibald Prize, he couldn't do much better than the Honourable Professor Verity Firth, AM, a shining member of the... And hang on, if we're talking about eminent members of our family, what about your family? Your aunt was the fucking president of the Legislative Council of New South Wales.
Yeah, no, exactly. So it's sort of...
You're the black sheep.
No, she's...
You
no,
are the black sheep.
My sister is a nepo baby. She just rode on the coattails of my aunt being a politician. And essentially, all her success in life is valueless, as far as I'm concerned. Whereas I paved my way. Nobody, and Dom, you'll attest to this, nobody in my family is funny. And yet I have made a whole career out of...
Actually, your family is quite earnest. In fact, your entire career is a massive backlash against your family.
I am the black sheep.
Going and making the world better and doing things and believing things. And Didn't you have an eminent grandfather or great-grandfather with some sort of bishop or something? The Red Bishop?
The Red Bishop. He was the guy who opposed Robert Menzies when Robert Menzies tried to ban the Communist Party back in the early 1950s.
What an amazing... Yes. Family you have for just generations, decades of just fighting against the right and losing every single bout. It's extraordinary. Like, look at all the work you've done with The Chaser for so many years. You're the founder of The Chaser. I mean, there are co-founders, but it was your idea to begin with. We can acknowledge that. Mm. And just the social change that we've failed to bring about over all the decades of doing it. The incredible lack of success that we've had.
In that way, I am carrying on my family's legacy, really.
Actually, that's true. You and Verity have that in common. You've both fought very, very hard and achieved nothing. Verity, except she's now an AM.
Yeah, that's right. Do you think it's got anything to do with the fact that she and the new Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, used to work together? Like, Verity was a staffer for Anthony Albanese.
Oh, really?
For 4 years, like right at the beginning. And so she's basically mates with the Prime Minister. And this is just like another example of mates giving mates medals for things. Don't you think that's more, you know, likely than that my sister is any good at anything?
More successful than you.
Normally being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
None of the medical advice contained in the Chaser Report should legally be considered medical advice. The Chaser Report.
I tried to get her on the podcast, actually. I tweeted her about coming on to just explain how much more successful she was than you. And she liked the tweet, right. But she was too busy fixing things up and saving the world and thinking about social justice to actually have the time, the schedule to shit on you. I mean, I don't think she was opposed to the idea of shitting on you on the podcast, Charles. I just think that she's so successful. That, I mean, if it could have taken 2 minutes or 3 minutes, she might have given it up to you. Yeah. But I don't think she has half an hour.
She probably looked
at
the ratings of this podcast and went, "Oh, I don't have time for such a small, trivial pursuit."
Well, I like that we were going to this year. We made a real commitment. We were going to make the podcast format much more
topical.
Consistent. We're going to talk about the news and what happened. I suppose this sort of is vaguely about last week's Order of Australia, but. It largely feels enormously navel-gazing itself indulgent, doesn't it? Well, so there we go.
So should we...
Continuing in that same manner.
Yeah, but look, can I just completely change the topic for a second?
That's probably wise,
just
if anyone's made it this far.
I received... can you see that, Dom?
Yeah.
Yep. I received from Medibank this notice dated the 20th of December, so a good, 6 weeks ago, saying that all my information has been leaked onto the dark web.
Oh, wow.
And point four, right. So basically it says you're definitely going to be,
So I can purchase your details.
Yes, you can purchase my details. But the point four, which is very dark, right, is, they go through, protect your identity. You've got to sign up for some ID care program that the government's rolled out to sort of protect all of us. But point four is just a list of contact details for suicide hotlines. So it says if you're feeling distressed or anxious, please reach out. Here's the Beyond Blue and Lifeline numbers.
Or, Charles.
Or call 000.
I'm reading the same email.
Oh, what?
I, too, had my details leaked by Medibank on the dark web.
Oh, dear.
Did
they tell you to try and kill yourself? Like, that seems a bit...
They have exactly the same... Yeah, right. I got exactly the same email. Yeah. The weird thing for me is that I haven't been a customer of Medibank in at least 10 years.
Yeah, so they their data retention policies are... aren't you supposed to delete data 30 days
Like, this
after?
Is the one thing Medibank is good at.
Yes.
The thing that Medibank's ever done has been retaining my personal information for so long that it could get stolen and leaked on the dark web.
Well, I've got a bit of a punchline for you because I haven't been a Medibank customer for about 5 years, right? But look at who they addressed it to. It reads Charles Firth, F-E-R-T-H. They don't even have my fucking proper name.
Charles, that's fantastic.
I know.
What a relief.
Yeah, I tell you that Charles Firth with an E is going to have to call Lifeline, I think.
Actually, you know what? Because you know how families, you probably started out with a policy with them with your whole family kind of thing back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that mean there's any chance, if I go on the dark web,
of
getting the details of the Honourable Professor Verity Firth AM? Because they would be worth something.
Yes, that would be worth a lot. And you could maybe even sell her medal, whatever she won.
So how did the conversation go down? Did she actually ring and say? Was she play it cool? How did it work?
I found out reading your tweet, right? And then I thought, oh, maybe you're just joking or whatever.
Oh,
and
that's so right. Craig tweeted Verity. That's what it was.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Because in the successful persons club that they're both in,
and he was probably
there's like a group chat.
He would have been looking for the honours, looking for his own name. That's what he would have been doing.
Actually, he'll probably get one, won't he?
But so what I did was I texted Verity, and this is what I said. I said, "You got a fucking AO," was my thing. And then she went, "Sure did, baby doll." It was her response. Although it's not actually
that's
an AO,
how an honourable professor talks,
which is not as impressive. blah, blah, blah.
So no, that means she'll get that next time. She can still, you can be upgraded.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to look. It would have been unfair on her, someone as highly successful as her, to give her an AO right away, because then there's nothing to strive for.
That's right.
You need have extra goals.
But you know the good news, Charles?
What?
The good news is, and I've heard these ads on ABC Radio and stuff, they say anybody can nominate anyone. You don't just have to be Albo's mate, although it probably helps. Anyone can be nominated. So we could nominate you.
Oh, yes.
We could actually send it. You could potentially get it before the same age as Verity. You could get it next year.
And what would the services, what would be the services to? Like, what were my services?
This is what have I done? Genuine dilemma. It's a genuine
services to mediocrity, it could be.
Charles, there is one thing you can do. There is one genuine thing that you can do, which if you manage to pull it off, I think you would go straight to AC and you'd gazette your sister.
Yes.
All you have to do, all you have to do, is follow through on something you promised to do on this podcast,
and run against Mark Latham,
yes, and stop him from getting elected. Because then, A, you'd be a politician like your sister and get a free order for doing nothing. But also, you wouldn't have to do anything. All you would do is the exact opposite of Mark Latham.
When did nominations close?
When he sends a tweet out saying that only white civilizations ever achieved anything, you just reply saying, no, you racist.
Isn't that the opposite? No, what would it be? So I'm just looking up the web now.
When have you got it? Well, they haven't declared the election yet, so you'd be fine.
Yeah, so I can still nominate. But can I just suggest, instead of nominating for Legislative Council, which would be incredibly boring, why not just register to run in the seat that I'm in? Because that used to be held by Verity, right? And so what I could do is I run for her seat, and she lost her seat. Like, she lost.
She did.
She actually just completely lost
to Jamie Parker.
To Jamie Parker, right, to the
ground. Hang on a sec. Who's retiring?
Who's retiring?
So you wouldn't need to beat him, which no Firth can do, apparently.
And what I would do is I'd run on the slogan, "Vote for Firth, the name you can trust."
Hang on a sec. Hang on. That would work. See, hang on. That would work if she'd managed to stay in the seat for many years as a successful local member. But in fact, she lost repeatedly to Jamie Parker. So, not so much. He went to the George Pell funeral, by the way.
Who did?
Mark Latham.
Mark Latham.
And you tried to disrupt. Yes, he was. He's just tweeted that he was at the Pell funeral earlier today.
Of course he was. Well, see, there you go. I would have, carried through on my pledge and not been at the funeral. Although I was.
Well, no, but you were there the day before to try and interrupt it.
Yeah. No, I wasn't there. I was to help them bury all their evidence.
Where's that video if people haven't seen it, by the way?
Oh, yeah. So if you want to see the Pell stunt, it's a little bit hard. We don't really have a central clearinghouse anymore. You can go to Twitter. It's at Chaser.
Yeah, you've taken down all the web assets, haven't you, that we spent so many years building up?
The web is there. You just actually have to just register. If you register your email and name, you can see it on the website. I'll put it up on the website if it hasn't gone up there. It'll be somewhere. Channel 7 or someone actually made their own cut, which was arguably better than our cut.
That's very nice then. Can I just, Charles, if this tweet doesn't make you decide to run, nothing will. 26th of January, my birthday, Mark Latham's tweet. The greatest invention of humankind has been Western civilization. It arrived here 235 years ago on 26th of January, 1788. What a moment. What a day to celebrate Happy Australia Day. That was Mark Latham on the 26th of January, 2023. Are you going to do it?
I'm going to do it. I'm going to run. I will definitely lose, but I'm going to run anyway.
Well, Charles, we were talking about trying to get a new office for the podcast. Where better than New South Wales Parliament?
Yes. I think there's. I love the fact that I'll also be out of the state for most of the month of March, which will be when elections on.
But won't Mark Latham be in the state?
So that's carrying through on my promise to do the opposite of Mark Latham. Yeah, because I'll be in Adelaide doing the Wankonomics live show. Tickets are available. It's a national tour at wankonomics.com.
And Charles, if we've established one thing today, it's that you are a wanker, but less successful than the Honourable Professor Verity Firth AM.
Who is arguably also a wanker, though. So.
Well, it does give you an air of humility that otherwise you never, ever have. Nice to be back, Charles.
Algirdas Monroe, we're part of the Iconoclast Network.
Iconoclast Network, you say?
Iconoclast Network. Yeah, we're setting up our own network called Iconoclast. And
It's very exciting, actually.
We'll be hopefully...
Just not quite as good as Verity's podcast network. But nevertheless, it's, you know, good for the kid brother to try.
How many Logies does she have? I've got more Logies. She
has none, which makes her better than you for another reason.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.